with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter.
The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department said U.S. gross domestic product, that's the economy's total output of goods and services, rose from its 3.8% growth rate in the April-June quarter. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, one economist predicts 2026 is going to be even better for the U.S. economy.
I think that we're going to see a booming economy. I think we're going to see 4% economic growth. I think we're going to see the deficit start to fall, because the best way to reduce the deficit is grow the economy, get people back into work. I think you're going to see inflation, ready for this, fall below the 2% target.
That is economist Steve Moore. The GDP report comes as inflation from the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, is called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE, climbed to a 2.8% annual pace last quarter. Some sad news involving a former U.S. senator. The former Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska has announced that he has terminal cancer. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The former lawmaker from Nebraska announced that he's been diagnosed with advanced pancreatic cancer. Sasse, who is 53 years old, wrote a bleak social media post saying he is going to die. But he also said, quote, "I'm not going down without a fight." Sasse was first elected to the Senate in 2014 and won re-election in 2020, before resigning in 2023 to serve as president of the University of Florida. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Christmas falls on December 25th for most Christian believers, but some Eastern Orthodox traditions celebrate on January 7th under the older Julian calendar, which lags 13 days behind the modern Gregorian one. Jesus' actual birth date is actually unknown, and early Christians did not celebrate it each year. The December 25th tradition took shape in the 4th century. This is SRN News. Nearly 6 months after a devastating flood killed 25 young girls and two counselors at Camp Mystic in Central Texas, the 100-year-old camp will begin enrolling new campers next month.
The decision is dividing families who have sent their youngsters there. Fast rising waters swept away two cabins next to a river over the July 4th weekend. The campers who...
That was Rich Thomason reporting, also at SRNnews.com. Holiday flyers hit an all-time high this year. AAA is expecting 8.03 million holiday travelers, up 2.3% compared to any time in the past, and part of a broader surge of 122.4 million Americans set to travel 50 miles or farther from home this holiday weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes thriving. The Dow's up 132, the Nasdaq up 105. This is SRN News.